It's the fall from Cody Johnson on 103.7 WHHT. I'm Kelly McKay. Good morning. And my friend Alan Hogan has joined me in studio from Mammoth Valley Park. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How about yourself?
I am fantastic.
Good. You are like the man full of fun stuff to talk about. I mean, Mammoth Valley Park is just a fun place to go, and you guys are adding even more features, more fun stuff.
Yes.
Including music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the MVP Summer Concert Series. That's what we're going with. The first annual. So we're gonna make this a thing.
Okay. Sounds good. So this actually starts this weekend.
This Saturday, the 24th, Memorial Day weekend.
That's what I thought.
And then on Monday, Memorial Day. And then after that, it's every Friday and Saturday of summer.
Okay.
Every Friday and Saturday.
So who can we hear Saturday?
Saturday, we've got Brenton Coates. He's a solo act out of Bowling Green. And then we got the band Guilty.
Ah, yes. They are very popular.
Those kids are tearing it up.
They really are. And they have a huge following.
Yes. Yes. Somebody mentioned them, and I reached out to them. I haven't heard of them. And then when I saw like some video and listened to some music, there's a one or two tracks on Apple that you can get. Don't Tread on Me is one of them. Man, I was blown away. I was like, where are these kids been?
They are. How did I not know about them? So stinking talented.
Well, that's you're talking about South Central Kentucky.
That's
my goodness, there's so many talented solo and bands, and it's incredible.
Yeah,
I've known so many throughout my lifetime that I say should have went somewhere.
Well, maybe this band will.
Yeah,
it's definitely a possibility.
They've got all the tools, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, music, the MVP
concerts, summer concert,
series, brand new. And so let's talk about some of the things that you guys offer there at Mammoth Valley Park.
Well, it's for those who don't know, it used to be Kentucky Action Park. It closed when COVID hit. It is home to the only alpine slide and the longest twin zip line in the state. Got a scenic chairlift, go-karts, bungee trampoline. The technical term for that thing is trampoline thing, which I love, so I put that on the website.
Is it really?
Yes.
Trampoline
yes,
thing.
Yes, that's what it says on the manual. Trampoline thing. But bungee trampoline, rock climbing wall, and we are bringing back the bumper cars and the bumper boats.
So I'm excited about that. That's more my speed.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, that's all I wanted to do was bumper cars.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
Guntown had them. The park had them. Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness. Anywhere we went, it didn't matter. I had to do the bumper cars.
Yes.
And then we're also adding a 9-hole disc golf course, which I've already gotten some message about on social media. I'm not up on that. Apparently regular golf is called stick golf or ball golf or whatever. That's what I'm familiar with, but it looks cool. It's kind of like a frisbee.
Mm-hmm. You know? It is. Yeah. I mean, that's very popular. We have some disc golf courses around the area. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been around for a little bit. I'm not very good at it.
Well, I'm going to find out how I am this summer. And then obviously the Mammoth Valley Park concert series. We're trying to take what once was and then some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really capitalize on that place, cuz it has the space, it has the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Man, mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of cool music venues in the area, but where else can you go where you got a live band playing and then you got somebody flying through the air on a zip line? You've got people coming down on the alpine slide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat it. It's
you awesome. Have everything there. I mean, if I have said this before, if staycation is your speed, you know, maybe you're thinking, I don't really want to spend the money to go on vacation somewhere.
Mm-hmm, right.
We have so much to offer right here in Southern Kentucky.
Yeah, and I'm amazed there are so many people still that I encounter that have no idea either that it's back or that it ever was even there, which blows my mind. Like, it's right here in your hometown or in your backyard.
Right.
How do you not know about the alpine slide?
I know. Well, you know, if you don't have a reason to go that far into Cave City.
Well,
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
That's
like
true.
If you stop at the interstate or right there in the interstate area and you don't go that far out,
right.
You don't really think about it.
Right. And it's a different time. I mean, back in the day, my goodness, that whole strip was just packed.
And
there's no reason why it shouldn't be. I say it all the time. There's no reason why that whole strip shouldn't be like a mini Pigeon Forge like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to help accomplish.
Right.
And then there's so many other cool businesses in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, it's right there next to the Jesse James Riding Stables.
We share a parking lot with them. Yeah, and then they have regular putt-putt golf behind their store. They got the riding stables, obviously, and then the cave tour. It's all still there. And those horses are beautiful. The carries are fantastic.
Yeah.
But and then across the street, you got JB's Haunted Mansion Shack. You got Raven's Cross down the street. So many things. And so many cool shops, too.
Right.
Mammoth Valley Farms, which is in no relation to us, by the way. They're literally our next door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
That beef is delicious. You'll come out and you'll have some of it at the park this summer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, because we did not mention food.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have concessions. We've also even, and it's a family park, and we're going to keep it that way, but we have also, we're getting a license for some alcohol out there, too. So the adults can,
partake responsibly.
Responsibly partake. You're only allowed so much, otherwise you can't get on the Alpine slot.
Yeah. You want to be able to get on the Alpine slot.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so out of all of these things, what do you think is going to be your favorite? What's your favorite right now?
Oh, man.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot, Alan.
Well, I'm excited for the bumper cars.
Yes, I am too.
That they will be available this Saturday. Beginning this Saturday. That's probably what I'm most excited about.
Yeah. You know? It'll make us feel like kids again.
Yes. And that's another thing about that place. There's such a nostalgia factor to it. We get that all the time. You know, we get people thanking our cashier, our ticket booth, thank you so much for bringing this back. And, it's constant.
Yeah.
Constant. And then we get people who are experiencing it for the first time. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Great. We'll be here.
Yeah, because they love it so much, they want to come back.
Yeah.
So
you get a nice little mixture of that. You see people that brought their kids, and now their kids are bringing their kids, and the grandparents are with them.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really cool.
Yes,
really
it
cool.
Is. Absolutely.
And it's amazing to me, too, because a lot of the people in our area, we think of Florida or Pigeon Forge. That's our spot. There's so many people in the country, and I've met people from out of the country who love coming here and love especially Cave City and Mammoth Cave and all that. It's amazing that we are their Pigeon Forge or we are their, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty wild, isn't it? Yeah.
And we're trying to get more locals to come out and be involved.
That's right.
Like I said, I'm amazed at how many times I hear people say, well, I didn't even know this was here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Well, that's where radio steps in, and
can
help.
There
we can reach all of these locals here, not in just Glasgow, Barron County, but our surrounding counties as well, that are like, oh, I didn't even know you were there. Well, guess what?
Call Kelly.
That's right. I'm going to try to hook you guys up and be in all the know, if at all possible. So, Alan, thanks so much for popping by
this
morning and giving us all the details on Mammoth Valley Park. Lots of fun things going on this weekend. Tell us your hours.
We're open 10 to 8. Now, the music, it'll begin on Saturday, May 24th, 2 o'clock, Brenton Coates. He'll have like a three-hour set, and then Guilty takes the stage at 6, and we've scheduled that 6 to 9. So we're really trying to create more of a nighttime vibe. Like it used to be, only this time we've got music, we've got more food.
Right.
We got so many great bands. You can check out our Facebook page. I have all the May bands posted. I'm literally about to post all the June and the July. We are chock full of awesome, awesome bands.
Fun.
Country, rock, blues, bluegrass.
Everything.
My goodness.
Love it.
I mean, it's going to be a fun time.
All right. Mammoth Valley Park. Check it out. Thanks for being here, Alan.
Thank you.
All right.